What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Goaltender Podcast. I'm your host, OZ Blackman. And on this podcast, it's just a podcast for people that like sports, that like betting, like trap music. You know, I'm going to play some music in between some of the different sections that I'm going to have. You know, I'm going to have a section called Studs and Duds that break down like last night's players that, you know, play like studs, and the rest of them that play like bums be labeled as duds. We'll do that on Monday through Friday. And then we got the What's Happening section where I discuss everything, you know, that's been going on with probably in the last 24 hours. And then on Monday mornings, it'll be everything that happened over the weekends. And then we got the Bet That section. You know, that's where we're going to talk a lot of sports betting, trying to make some money, basically, like, as a society. Like, I just want to get just some people, you know, that love sports, fuck around with the betting, just trying to get some money, you know, to come together. And just, you know, we just discuss it, any kind of information that somebody got, we can try to come up on some money together, you know. So I'll be discussing the games, you know, stats, how I've been doing, the money I've been losing, the money I've been winning. So we'll do that, and then we'll do the section called Get That Shit Out of Here. You know, that's basically, you know, kind of where the goaltender name came from. It's a section where we're gonna, like, yo, if motherfuckers is doing just dumb shit, playing like bums, acting, talking, just doing nut shit, you know, we're gonna tell them to get that shit out of here at the end of every episode, you know. So this is gonna be the Goaltender Podcast. It's gonna be Monday through Fridays, you know. I'm gonna try to get a time down, but we're gonna work on it. And it's just a place where some, you know, guys and girls come together, talk sports, talk betting. You know, it ain't gonna be the shit you see on TV coming from some 60-year-old. This is somebody that, you know, is up on time, see things a little bit different, not stuck in the 90s talking about Jordan or comparing Jordan and LeBron every day. Somebody that's really, like, want to get a bigger perspective on sports, like different narratives, different outlooks on it. So that's what this podcast is about, man. So I hope you tune in. Tell some of your friends about it if they fuck with sports, if they like betting, because most people that listen to this probably gonna be some degenerate gamblers, people that just, like, you know, want to get the juice in. And that's what the type of people I'm trying to fuck with, trying to get together and just pass on information to one another and just try to build this fucking sport society, secret sports society, just fuck around, you know. So help me out with that. I really appreciate that. And just keep messing with me, man. Email me at thegoaltenderpodcast@yahoo.com. You know, or you can email me at ozblackman@yahoo.com and, you know, give me any kind of feedback, any kind of betting tips you got, something you want me to talk about, anything like that. That's where that go down. That's it. The goaltendingpodcast@yahoo.com or ozblackman@yahoo.com. So don't be a stranger. I'm trying to get the social medias up and running so we can discuss things there, you know, put some things together. So give me some time on that, but, you know, just fuck with it, man. And I'm going to try to have it up on all platforms. So y'all let me know how it is. And with that being said, man, let's start the show. As I stated in the intro, I'm your host, OZ Blackman. And this is the Studs and Duds section of the podcast. First up, Studs, we got Kevin Durant coming in with 38 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Taking the team to 3-1 against the Pelicans. Really fucking up my money last night because I thought they were going to be able to cover the +6 at home, but I guess I should have known better. But anyways, Durant is our stud of the night. He's been playing pretty good in this series, but he had a breakout game yesterday. And I've been hearing that Draymond had texted him at 4 in the morning a couple nights before, telling him they needed him to be more aggressive, and that's just what he came out there and did. So big salutes to KD on last night's victory and being the stud of the first episode of the Goaltender Podcast. On the dud side of it, I'm sorry I gotta do this, but at the same time, you should have played better, and that's going to Jay Crowder. He 1 of 11 last night, 7 points, and that's not gonna be able to cut it, you know. I think it was 1 of 7 from 3 and 1 of 11 overall. That's just dud performance right there, man. Jay Crowder had been playing real nice in the beginning of the series, knocking down some shots, you know, surprised me. He even played pretty good last series, so to see him come out and give such a poor performance, man, you know, you deserve this dud, man. So Jay Crowder, hold a dud. Kevin Durant's the stud of the day. And coming up next, we got the What's Happening section, where I'm going to tell y'all why the team that you think's coming out of the Western Conference to go to the NBA Finals isn't going to happen, man. Coming up next, What's Happening section.
I can do bad on my own and good by myself. Needing no help, I need you, nigga. I needed you, niggas, you wasn't right there. If you need me, little nigga, I'm still gonna be here. My vision was blurry and now I see clear. You wouldn't believe what I made in a year. Trading designer, I'm sticky as hell. I ran Atlanta, I should read the mail. Trading designer, I'm sticky as hell. Whenever we argue, I buy Chanel. Whenever I ain't rapping, I'm selling these bills. My nigga got caught, I just hope he don't tell. If you can sit quiet and I pay your bill. Still ain't gon' snitch if they send me to hell. I put in overtime to get DMs. Been with the same gangs I was live. Running up, my speed fast, yeah.
That's that boy, Lil Baby. We needing no help in the next section of this podcast. Is what's happening?
What's up? 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 What's up?
As you probably already know by now, the Warriors beat the brakes off of the Pelicans last night. And the same was to be said with the Jazz and the Rockets. The Rockets beat the shit out of the Jazz, you know, by 13 points. Utah didn't cover their spread, neither did New Orleans, so that's kind of fucked up for some people if you had that. But both of these games, I guess you kind of expected the outcome to be the outcome, even though I thought since the Pelicans were home, you know, kind of started believing in the, you know, playoff Drew Holiday playoff rondo shit, you know, fed into it, put a little money on the plus six last night, got my ass handed to me. It started off early, they was on them, so, you know, that's just how it be sometimes. But you know, Golden State, I think they closed it out the next game. The same thing goes for Houston. You know, I think that's going to be an interesting next series, man. I know a lot of people think Golden State's going to, you know, just take them probably in six. That's what most people probably think, man. But I think it's going to go, I don't know, man. I've been watching Houston, man. They got some people, I feel like they bench is a little bit better than Golden State's, man. And as long as Chris Paul putting the ball in the hole, you know, I know James Harden going to do his thing and get to the foul line and all of that, but I'm telling you, I think it's a real chance of Houston beating them when it comes down to the bench. Because when Eric Gordon is playing good and Gerald Green, if they can get them on the same night, you know, Houston hard to beat, man. So I think in the next round, watch out for Houston and that. But we're going to get to that, you know, when the time comes. You know, shit changes day by day in the NBA. And then with the – as far as the Jazz, man, I'm kind of disappointed in my man Mitchell. I know he a rookie or whatever, but still, man, the boy was hooping the whole season, man. And for him to, you know, kind of get in this playoffs to kind of, like, show people, like, yo, well, I'm the real deal, you know, with Ben playing the way Ben playing in the Celtics Sixers, I would think, you know, Mitchell would kind of go, I'm top dog, but, you know, he kind of regressed a little bit. But I ain't mad at him. He's still a young, you know what I'm saying, young and so. It is what it is with that, man. And then the Pelican series, the AD, I don't know. I fuck with AD heavy. You know, he want him. I feel like he top three in the league right now, but I just don't think he need another superstar. That's why I think, you know, either bringing back Boogie or trying to get Paul George down there, Klay Thompson, or, you know, even Kawhi, I think would be a big help to his career if he could get somebody else out there. You know, Rondo's playing good, and Drew Holiday, I just don't trust Drew Holiday. Ever since the playoffs started and he was hooping, like, I was like, damn, do I feed into this? And I ended up doing it, man. And, like, I knew better, you know. I'm like, yo, Drew Holiday is Drew Holiday, you know. So, like, and I knew he was going to end up showing up sooner or later. I just, you know, it was just a little bit later than I expected, man. So, that's cool. And then with the other series, we got the Sixers facing elimination tonight. And we got, who was the other team? It's the Sixers. Oh, yeah, the Raptors, a.k.a. the baby fucking dinosaurs. Tell you about them. I got a problem with a player on that team. I'm going to tell y'all about later in the get that shit out of here portion of the podcast. But, yeah, so tonight I think LeBron closes it out. I think, you know, he only got so many games left in him to keep playing like he been playing. Cause that boy been playing out his mind. That game winner the other night, that shit was incredible. You know, and I don't even be – it just – I don't know how – that motherfucker just been making everything in these playoffs, man. He been playing up to a whole nother level, man. Like, if you, there's no way you could be like LeBron trash or doubting him or with the Jordan shit. Like, man, just enjoy the greatness while this shit is going down right now. Like, it's in our face, greatness, and motherfuckers got a problem with it. And that's just the stupidest shit. Like, man, this motherfucker putting on a show every night, coming out, giving motherfuckers all he got, breaking people's will. Toronto, man, he broke their will. Like, it's over. Like, they, when they see LeBron, DeRozan didn't even get to close the game, man. This man's paid $135 million guaranteed contract. And in big games, He on the bench. He ain't want none. Like, he just flat out, they ain't want none. DeRozan, Lowry kind of played all right, but in them other games, man, they just down the stretch, they just, they nut strength, man. That shit is confusing, but I'm going to get to that shit later or whatever, you know. But in the Sixers game, I don't know. I feel like I was just like everybody else. You know, I had big hopes for the Sixers. I was like, okay, this shit could be some new. You know, got Embiid, you got Ben Simmons, these two rookies, we never really saw something like this other than, you know, Shaq and Penny. So, I'm thinking, okay. But then they got in here and let Scary Terry and Brad Stevens and them just kick that ass when they want to kick it, man. So, I don't know, man. I don't know if they get swept tonight. I think they may get the nice game, but I ain't really for sure. We'll talk about the point spread and shit later on in the betting section of this. So, I don't know. Like, I'm confused about this whole series because Boston is the same thing I feel about Jrue Holiday. I don't trust Boston, you know. And I know sooner or later Boston gonna show up, but do they? I know they gonna 3-0 if they lose a fucking 3-0 series. I don't see that with Brad Stevenson at the helm, so I'm not even gonna bring shit like that up. So, yeah. But as far as Ben Simmons and them, I don't know. Ben been playing, he can't shoot really. So, you know, once you kind of take the drive away or make it a little bit harder for him to drive, his game is now something, you know, different. He looking average out there or whatever. So, and then can't shoot free throws at the end of the game. They had a ball in his hand. The fact that he had to pass it to Redick, then him and Embiid stumbling and fumbling over each other, that shit was just like, damn, it made you realize these motherfuckers are rookies. Like, we expecting a whole lot of some people that, you know, this is their full, Embiid's, his full, well, Ben's first full season, and Embiid, I think this is the most games he's played in a season. So that shit, I guess it was going to happen, but at the same time, motherfuckers was hyped because we wanted to really see somebody different than the fucking Golden State and the Cavaliers in the finals. But it looked like that's what, you know, most people are leaning towards now that, you know, LeBron is doing his thing and they're about to go out. Because who sees Boston beating LeBron? Like, LeBron's not scared of a soul on that motherfucking team. He's just going, who going to hold him? Like, Al Horford ain't happening, you know? So that's something that, you know, people may, I don't know, just, it just, I don't see them beating him. I just don't see no way the Celtics could beat LeBron, and then we get them against Golden State, and then Golden State beating his ass, man. I don't want that. I just want to see something different. I'm sick of the same old, you know, year after year. And I know y'all talking about dynasties and rivalry, but, man, give us something new, man. We already know what's going to happen with Golden State and LeBron. Sweet 4-0. Like, who wants to see that? Nobody. Give us something interesting, something different, man. We don't want that same bullshit over and over, so. Yeah, we got that going down. And, yeah, so tonight should be interesting. Hopefully LeBron and them close it out just to get the Raptors the fuck out of here because I'm sick of them and they bullshit, you know. And then I kind of want rooting for them beating them to win. But, you know, I really ain't on no fan shit. I'm really on some, you know, entertaining shit and on some get some money shit. So I'm really worried about the best. That's what we interested in. And that's what we're coming up next with. It's the bet that portion of the episode on the Golden Tending podcast. So I'm coming right back with you, man. Bear with me. It's the first episode, man. But we gonna get it together, man. All right. Yep. I wouldn't next shit. That's a bet. Hey, that's a bet. Hey, that's a bet. Hey, yeah, that's a bet. That's a bet. Hey, that's a bet. That's a bet. That's a bet. Hey, yeah, that's a bet. All right, today we got the 76ers and the Celtics playing, as you know, in the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Toronto Raptors. They got Boston right now at a +6 and got Toronto right now at a +5.5. Over-under is 214 on the Cavaliers game, and over-under is 205 on the Sixers-Celtics game. And tonight, I'm looking really, I think the better of the night is the over on the 205 on the Boston Celtics, Philadelphia Sixers game. I like that. I like the +6 that they're giving Boston. I just don't fuck with Toronto like that. So I, every time I put money on Toronto, I lose. I don't know if it's on the kiss of death for them motherfuckers or they just suck. But I always lose money on them. But the numbers are saying, you know, some of the sites that I'm looking at statistics and things on, or saying that that's a good play today. I see people are putting money on that, but, man, I can't fuck with it. I really can't, but if you want to put your money on DeRozan and Kyle Lowry go right ahead. But I also like, I feel like I would stay off of this, but if I had to pick on the over or the under on the 214 on the Toronto Raptors and Cleveland Cavaliers game, I think I would go with that. And baseball, I'm really leaning the Cubs are 16-9-1. That's one of the best percentages today on over-unders and against the spread. So I like the Cubs on the under. I'm looking at that. I think it was at 7.5, but if you can buy it at 8, I think you can get a steal right there. That's something that I think you should be interested in. But later on in the week, I feel like we may be able to play some bigger money. I feel like at the beginning of these next series, if they close these series out and get to some of these other series, I feel like it's some lines we could take advantage of and really get some money. But if you get this today before the game come on tonight and you hit an email and you got a pick that you think I should look at, got some information on something, be sure to email me at ozblackman@yahoo.com or at the gold tending podcast at yahoo.com. Either one of those, try to get back to you. Hopefully we can try to help each other on a bet tonight. I don't know what y'all bet on. Some people bet on Bovada, bet online, some people bet with bookies, other people's bet, you know, if you're in Vegas, or I think they may have it in Atlantic City, the Bahamas, you know. So I don't know, but tonight that's what I'm feeling. I really get like the over on the 205 by the 76ers and the Celtics. Out of the fact, I think Embiid them knows they're going to have to, well, of course, you know, it's the win or go home tonight for them. But I feel like that's going to help them with their scoring. They're going to get be a little bit more faster. But I don't think Boston's scared of them, so I believe they can put up just as much as they can. So I'm looking for a score around 213, so 8 points. I look at that as a pretty good win for us tonight. So they can get around 213. We could take that over, and hopefully we can start this here podcast thing all right with a 1-0 record on my for show bets of the day. So hopefully that shit paying out. I'm gonna put money on it. So if they lose tonight, it'll go in. They just know I lost some money, and that's just what it is. But yeah, that's the betting portion. But we're gonna get like way more deeper as the podcast grows and things. I got a whole lot of different strategies and shit that I be looking at, and different websites, different people, different articles, so to be able to help you with. And you people probably know some things that I can look at, but shit, you know, I bet baseball, horse racing. I did pretty good in the Kentucky Derby. I've been killing it on the baseball a little bit, but I took a little break from the baseball because that shit is every motherfucking day, so you have to stay on it. But I'm about to get back with it, you know, try to, you know, but the playoffs have been taking up a lot of my time, and I've been all right. I ain't been killing it, you know, maybe 55%, you know, so I ain't really winning no real money or nothing, but I'm just staying afloat, really. So hopefully in this next round, you know, we can make a push and make a killing so we can come out with a successful 2018 NBA playoffs and really just focus on this baseball until football season come up. We want to do a deep dive. Baseball is every day, so that's money that, you know, we can try to rake in as a team, you know, this little society, the goaltending society. Can we tell the motherfuckers to get that shit the fuck out of here? Speaking of that's about to come up in the next session. It's the last session, so just stick around, man. And take the fucking over on the 205 tonight against Boston and get some fucking money, man. All right, man, I'm coming right back at you.
Oh no, hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh no, hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh no,
I'm just part of the podcast to get that shit out of that podcast. And our first candidate for this is DeMar DeRozan. Please step up to the motherfucking podium and we can go ahead and see what the fuck is wrong with you. Because game 3, your team's down 2-0. And in the fourth quarter, you're sitting on the bench because you had a lousy game. But you know what? The game before that, you had a lousy game. And the game before that, you had a lousy game. So, but you're getting paid $135 million guaranteed by the Toronto Raptors. And when they needed you the most in the clutchest time, you over there on the bench because you can't get your shot together. You can't get your drive together. This is every motherfucking year with you. When you and Kyle Lowry see LeBron, y'all fucking freeze up. Y'all had this great regular season. How don't nobody respect y'all. How y'all are the North and all of this extra bullshit. But then when it come crunch time to really show us, okay, we done took the next step, y'all always fucking fail. And this ain't got nothing to do with the fact that I lost my bet about a week ago fucking with y'all. They don't got nothing to do with it. I knew I was going to lose my bet. I knew in the regular season not to fuck with y'all. Because every time I bet on y'all, I lose my damn money. So, DeMar DeRozan, please get your shit together tonight so you can at least not get swept. Get the gentleman sweep because we know y'all out of here. Don't nobody believe that y'all can run four straight off because you're scared of LeBron. So get your shit together. So everybody, you need to go to DeMar DeRozan's page and tell him to get that shit the fuck out of here because we ain't playing with him, man. He needs to do motherfucking better at $135 million in a motherfucking guaranteed contract. Come on, man. Do better, bro. Like, you be 5- and 6-time all-star, but then it's time for you to be an all-star, you don't show up, man. Like, people sick of that. We want the Raptors to be the motherfucking Raptors that we see in the regular season. They just need to blow this shit up at the end of the season. Just let the Kyle Lowry or DeRozan, one of them, trade him for some picks or something. I don't see what you get for him. Who gives up a first round for him? Like, I ain't fucking with DeRozan and them. They ain't never won shit. Why would you give up something for DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry? What have they proven to us? That they'll come and play in the regular season when it's crunch time, they won't show up. They damn sure can't play in the East. They have to go to the West, and we know what the West is about. Because we know that as soon as they see LeBron, them boys don't want none. They the six, got Drake all over the hype, talking shit to everybody, and then they can't go back it up, man. So that's what it came down to. Out of everything that I've seen this weekend and last week, it's just disgusting to see the Raptors, aka the fucking baby dinosaurs, because that's literally what y'all are. You fear, no one fucking fears you. I don't even know how John Wall and them lost to y'all, and I got a problem with John Wall, and they used to be my motherfucking boy. I was a big John Wall fan, but he kind of like you. When it's time to show up, he ain't showing up. Like, how much longer do we have to, you know, like, potential. It's damn, DeRozan didn't attain his potential. Let's just call it what it is, man. He a okay player. He average. The average player on that average motherfucking team that every time they see LeBron, they get that ass back. And that's just what it is. So, DeMar DeRozan, get that shit the fuck out of here. And that's going to wrap it up, man, for the first episode of the Gold Tender Podcast. We're coming back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and again on Friday, man. So, just keep sticking with me. I'm going to get better at this shit. You know, the production is going to get better. And we're going to get better bets. We're going to win some money together. We're going to talk shit to one another. We're going to do all kind of shit, list top five, the best big man. That's a conversation that I really want to have with some of y'all, because I don't think people talk about that, and I think y'all will be surprised of some of the takes that I got on that, all the way down to Jordan, you know, how I feel about him. It's not going to be what everybody think, you know, but fuck him for right now until we get to that later. So this is what we doing on the podcast, man. It's the Gold Tender Podcast, man. Come back and check us out, man. We're a secret society, man. All we ask it for is trust, man. We want you to trust that you're doing your research when you're giving us information. I want you to trust me that I'm doing what I need to do to give you the information. And we need to be able to trust that we can get money together. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get money. We're trying to talk sport and have fun. That's what this shit is all about. Not the same motherfucking topics, man. Y'all can write in, email me some topics. And when I get the social media on, you know, hit me with topics. We can talk about it, man. I'm trying to bring some of y'all on, call in. Like, we trying to do just something that's totally different, out of the norm, man. And just for shit, we ain't trying to get 3 million people to listen to this motherfucker. Just a nice knit crew of people that's going to fuck with this and going to understand each other. And this is what we doing, man. But until tomorrow, man, I'm going to let y'all go, man. I'm out. This is OZ Blackman, man. The Gold Tender motherfucking podcast. Peace.